Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, George Strickland. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Averill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting second. The right fielder, Ina Slaughter. Batting third. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Baxes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Troy Heritage. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Troy Heritage. And now, play ball. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baxes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Slaughter moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Slaughter scores. There goes Zerniel trying to get to second. Woodling throws the ball into Rosen, who relays the ball to Carrasquel, who tags Zerniel for the out. Simpson moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Simpson moves to third. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simpson scores. Lopez moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan juggles the ball. That's an error on Finnegan. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosen moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baxas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Troy Heritage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heritage bunts towards the right side of the infield. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baxas moves to second. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Averill for a passed ball. Baxas moves to third. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Slaughter hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baxas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ginsburg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simpson moves to third. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Finnegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Woodling reaches second base with a double. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Woodling trying to get to third. Slaughter throws the ball into Finnegan, who tags Woodling for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to third. Wirtz moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Baxes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baxes hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rance Plesse pinch hits for Bobby Shantz. Rance Plesse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plesse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Gorman now pitching. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gorman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Slaughter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Slaughter reaches second base with a double. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zerniel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gorman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Busby hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ginsburg takes first base on ball 4. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Finnegan strikes out. 1 out. Mike Baxes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baxes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Tom Gorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 3 in the game. Power hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Slaughter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 3 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baxes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Simpson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ginsburg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lopez moves to third. Don Mossy now pitching. Eddie Robinson pinch hits for Jim Finnegan. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Cleet Boyer now playing second base. Hector Lopez now playing third base. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baxis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Baxis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baxis hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luskiezas pinch hits for Tom Gorman. Luskiezas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skiezas hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-4 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caris Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.